Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now on Granada, tonight.
It looks like a dinosaur.
To the Stars Academy, the Tom DeLonge thing.
Blink-182's Matt Skiba said he used witchcraft to sabotage the
fire festival.
Driftwood?
Big sea cucumber with some testicles hanging down.
Nothing. Didn't they find a new planet?
It's been a ghost sign, guys. Wait a minute, I've got a spine-tingling moment.
Constant alien attacks.
3-foot penis, 11-pound testicles.
Oh, big old balls.
But she gave up men to have sex with ghosts.
Do you want
to
see a Bigfoot head? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that'll do, right. Who wants to introduce this one?
Yeah. Hello? And welcome to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable.
Hello.
Hello. Is it Beef you're looking for? Because I'm talking to you. My name's Beef. And sat right next to me is...
Beefington.
Adam Beefington. And across the table is...
Bob
Beefoy. Bob Beefoy. Awesome. So... Weird news.
Yeah, we're full of energy. We just did the most upbeat Christmas episode ever, as you would have heard last week. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah.
Since then.
I hope you got everything you wanted. I hope you got that Meccano that you've been begging your mum for.
Yesterday, because this was going to Unboxing Day.
Awesome.
Actually, 90s, because Meccano hasn't been popular since then.
Hasn't it?
Right.
Because I hope everyone's playing with their toys today. If you're listening on Boxing Day, I really love the idea of someone's relaxing on Boxing Day listening to this.
Then we hope you're listening to this because it's
just faded out, just disappeared. But you know, on Boxing Day, it's always kind of like a bit of a boring, lazy day.
I love Boxing Day,
so I feel like I like the idea because we're a bit lethargic. We've been recording for a little while now. We weren't exactly in high spirits on the Christmas one, so this is like 2 hours later.
Yeah, but don't you feel like Boxing Day? There's no pressure. No. You haven't got to do any of the shit that you did yesterday. You just you sit and do what you want.
I have to get a flight on Boxing Day this year. So.
Well, you don't have to.
I do.
You chose to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when people listen to this, I'm going to be on a plane.
When people listen to this, I'm going to be doing Boxing Day with my family.
In your boxers. Boxers, that's why they call it Boxing Day, because you're laying around.
Boxing A-tis, you like boxers. Boxers Day.
What day are they going to listen to this?
Boxing Day.
What, weird news?
Yeah.
You've just been talking about it for the last...
Will be in Wales.
You'll be watching some boxing, because it's Boxing Day.
Nope, there's no boxing on Boxing Day.
That seems like they're missing a trick.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity.
So, why are you in Wales?
Liz's mum lives there.
Oh, right.
So we're going to be down there.
Are you driving there on Boxing Day?
Christmas Day.
Oh, you're driving there on Christmas Day?
Yeah. Going to spend Christmas morning with my parents, then drive up about 11.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're looking forward to your roast turkey?
Roast to be empty. Yeah, can't wait for the roast turkey.
Roast veggie loaf.
The roast turkey.
I feel like we should have talked about this. Sorry, I got...
In Christmas episode.
I feel like we should have talked this on the Christmas episode. What do you have for Christmas dinner, Tess?
Last year I had lots of vegetables and we had this Linda McCartney like roast.
I had a nut roast last year. Yeah. It sucked.
It's not a nut roast. This one's like a... I don't know, like a soy...
Oh, right.
Meatloaf type thing, but
see, my nut roast looked really nice. And then when I
just think they're really dry.
It was like really dry. Yeah,
I'm just happy with vegetables.
You know? What were you expecting?
I love roast vegetables.
I thought it was going to be nice and juicy and plump.
Could you not get
so
one
dry.
Of these? They do these vegetable Wellingtons now.
Really?
For Christmas Day.
Well, I'm going to be cooking for myself on Christmas Day because I'm going to be in an apartment in Stockholm and nothing's going to be open. So it's going to be like pasta or something.
For me, vegetables is all you need in a roast dinner. The meat, even when I ate meat, was always the driest part. And just,
yeah, but we never had turkey because it's too dry. So yeah. I never have turkey.
Oh, I always had turkey.
I always had turkey.
So I never ate
turkey.
Turkey's
dry. And pigs and blankets. I don't have turkey, but I have pigs and blankets.
I used to have gammon. If I was going to have a
gammon.
With like pineapple.
50 years old.
With pineapple on it.
A carvery. No, no.
Did you go to Weatherspoons for your Christmas dinner?
No. Toby Carvery.
Toby Carvery. Don't stop the carvery. Yeah, we always used to... My dad would go to the butcher's and get a big goose.
Really? like Charles Dickens?
Because they're nice and juicy.
Yeah, when I went to my mum's,
and they're tasty,
she gets a goose.
Nice and goosey,
nice juicy goosey.
Oh. My mum gets a goose, and it's always really nice,
really beautiful. And you get the fat from it as well. Cook up your taters, yeah. Beautiful.
My favourite part's the roast potatoes.
You can't have roast potatoes, can you?
Can't have roast potatoes. You can.
Yeah, of course I can.
Just can't cook them in goose fat.
Just cook them in not
because you like boxing.
Normal fat. Yeah, no, I love roast dinners. I love them.
You like a roast dinner?
Love sprouts.
Do you? Here's the big. Here's sprouts. The big question.
Yeah.
Yorkshire pudding on Christmas Day? Yes or no?
If it's there, I'll go for it.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Got to have them.
Don't know if I can.
Got to have them.
Got to
have
used them. To.
You can't have them.
Used to.
They're made of batter.
Becca's mum doesn't like parsnips.
I think you can make them.
Roast parsnips are amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Becca's mum won't eat a parsnip.
Really? Yeah, roast parsnips with honey. Honey glazed roast parsnips are the tits.
Yeah.
And I like Brussels sprouts as well.
No, fuck Brussels sprouts. I'll always eat one. Sprouts. I always eat the token Brussels, but I never enjoy it.
Why do you eat it then?
Because it's Christmas. And if you just say, no, I don't want sprouts, everyone's like, sprouts. Everyone always eats this, I'm like, give me one. Just it keeps everyone happy. But from me...
Doesn't that sum up Britishness? Yeah. Just sticking to tradition. Cause
I like
tradition.
I like mashed swede as well.
Oh yeah,
mashed
swede and carrot together in a nice big mess.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is weird news.
Yeah. Welcome to weird news.
Hope you enjoyed your Christmas yesterday. If you're listening on Boxing Day, although we had some listeners who said, you know, because this is going to be the last weird tales for a while now, and we had some listeners who said they're going to try and ration out these last few episodes. So some of these people might be listening in Feb. And if you're listening in Feb, I hope you had a nice Christmas dinner 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, weird news, our favourite types of episode. Everyone's been asking for weird news for a while.
Yep.
What we got?
What have we got?
I got loads.
I've got a couple, they're all shit.
I've got, like, everything that people have sent me since the last time we did weird news.
Oh, which must be freaking loads.
Well, not everyone.
When was the last weird news we did? Months ago.
Months ago, yeah. We did do, like, a long weird news a little while back.
Okay.
I'm not going to... Well, there's too many to read them all, so I'm just going to pick a few.
Okay. Do you want me to start, then?
Can you pass me that speaker? I'll play us a video to begin with.
Hey, everyone. I'm just jumping in to tell you that we lost a big chunk of the show here, really disappointingly, because it was really fun, where we watched this video about a lady... on television talking about how she had sex with a ghost. And you're going to hear in the last quarter of the show, we start trying to reenact the conversation as if it's the first time we've watched the video. So that's, I'm just explaining that now for why we all sound quite forced in the last quarter and why we keep getting the giggles. It's us reenacting a lost conversation. So we do come back to it. You haven't lost the content. We will talk about having sex with ghosts later. But for now, here's the rest of the show.
You finished this.
Hello?
Smashed it.
We fucking did. We recorded for 7 minutes, which will be all the Christmas dinner talk.
Okay, so we need to go back and...
Well, what... Okay, so we just lost a good chunk of the recording. And it was good. It was good stuff. It was proper good weird news content.
Oh, God. Oh, we'll just push on.
Should we come back to it later on? I don't want to try and remake that conversation.
Yeah, we'll try it later on.
We'll try and talk about that conversation later.
I've already forgotten what it is, so if we introduce it...
That's later, devastating.
So, let's go on to a new topic.
Okay, I've got one. So,
including the bit where beef is...
No, we got all that. We got the Christmas dinner talk.
Oh, cool. So it's just after...
It was the I think it was when I hit play on the video. It just stopped on here.
So let's see what this... Oh, it's just a load of tourists looking at it. Forget it, I'm not playing that.
That's where they find the dog in the middle of the desert.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I haven't read it yet.
The Jurassic Park was a true story.
Was it?
It was.
Based on a true story.
It isn't anymore.
It's not a true story.
It was a true story at the time.
What do you mean?
What, history changed.
What are you talking about?
I call it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
Now I finally have time to do what I've always wanted, write the great American novel. Mine is about a futuristic amusement park where dinosaurs are brought to life through advanced cloning techniques. I call it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
Oh, you have got to be kidding, sir. First you think of an idea that has already been done, and then you give it a title that nobody could possibly like. Didn't you think this
was... bestseller list for 18 months! Every magazine cover had it.
Popular movies of all time, sir. What were you thinking?
I mean, thank you. I'll come again.
Okay. The discovery of a mysterious creature resembling a dinosaur with flesh still on its bones...
Ooh.
...has left scientists baffled. The flesh still on its bones thing is weird.
Yeah. Is there a picture?
There is a picture. There's a video. I'll play the video. Sorry for the listeners. This isn't going to do you any favours, but...
Looks like a dog.
Not really.
It
doesn't look like a dog.
Looks like a greyhound.
Doesn't look like a dinosaur.
It's like a greyhound crossed with a dragon. It's like a dog that's lifting its tail like to like squat and shit.
Squat and shit.
The creature, which was found in Jaipur, a small city in India, has now been sent for analysis, including carbon dating, which will reveal its age. Experts say that although it looks like a small dinosaur that could be near impossible, as flightless dinosaurs have been extinct for 65 million years, but scientists are stumped. A scientist from some university says, it looks like a dinosaur, but we can't say anything until all the tests are done.
I don't think it's a dinosaur.
It's not a dinosaur. So they're going to look at it, basically, and they're just going to try and figure out what it is. It won't be a dinosaur, but what do you think it is? Tiff thinks it's a dog.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Do you think?
Yeah, it looks like a dingo.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, but...
There are dingoes in India, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not buying that.
No, alright, fine.
What do you guys hear about the... what did you guys think about the To the Stars Academy, the Tom DeLonge thing?
You know my feelings on Tom DeLonge.
Well, when it happened, a lot of our listeners were like...
Tom DeDong?
Yeah, Tom DeDong.
Tom DeSchlong?
Well, a lot of our listeners were getting in contact like, oh, To the Stars, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did... tune into the live stream of it when he revealed what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Tis, what do you think to Tom DeLonge?
I am not a massive fan of Tom DeLonge.
But did you guys hear about what To the Stars was, the Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Because I can't remember. I watched it live and then afterwards I was like, so what was it?
Isn't it like a massive academy where they just go to the stars?
What, good
what,
guess.
What gave you that idea?
Surely it'd be an academy that he's set up.
Isn't it
to
like
get students interested in our universe and...
which is good.
Wasn't he trying to get stuff released about aliens existing?
Yeah, no, he accepted an award, didn't he?
No, that was when we slagged him off before.
Yeah,
when he was like, congratulations on realising I'm the best.
What's he done still?
He's opened To the Stars Academy.
Okay, has that got any real evidence still? Of aliens, or is that just like, we're going to, in the future?
Well, I think the whole idea is that it's this whole network of people, and like, together, we can prove the existence of aliens.
Right.
Because we'll be all connected all the time, we'll all be watching.
We're watching what? And who? Who's these...
Do you want me to get a simplified version of what is To the Stars Academy?
Yeah. What's it like? If Beef sees an alien, he'll tell Tom DeLonge, be like, I saw an alien, and he'll be like, oh, you're part of my academy, I believe you. And they put it forward to the government, and the government will be like, oh, fucking hell, mate, you found an alien, you're such a lovely guy, mate.
Okay, this is from RollingStone.com. Tom DeLonge announces Stars Academy for Outer Edges of Science Research.
Okay.
We believe there are discoveries within our reach that will revolutionise the human experience, he says.
What,
and there's a picture of him. And there's a picture of him going like that.
No, oh, what a twat!
What? Former Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge has launched the To The Stars Academy of Art and Science. The organisation comprises scientists, aerospace engineers and other creatives who will collaborate and enable researchers to explore the outer edges of science and technologies. The public interest in the outer edges of sciences and the understanding of phenomena has always been suffocated by mainstream ideology and bureaucratic constraint, complains President and CEO Tom DeLonge.
President and CEO.
So he's developed an institute which will basically...
be more open with our scientific thinking when it comes to space.
So, yeah. Which is good. Just do stuff that he wants.
We believe there are discoveries within our reach that will revolutionise the human experience, but they can only be accomplished through the unrestricted support and breakthrough research and innovation. As a public benefit corporation, the organisation has started a crowdfunding campaign which has raised more than 200,000 since launch. I actually looked. I think it's over 2 million now.
Wow.
I looked today.
That's pretty good.
I haven't got the page up anymore, but when I looked today, it was over 2 million. Oh, yeah, 2.1 million. It's at the moment.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. I mean, it is good.
Minimum investment is $200.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then they obviously need a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. I suppose it's too early to tell.
Who knows what's going to come of it?
Yeah, exactly. That seems to be more something I could be on board with rather than him collecting awards for being amazing. Has he dropped the alien stuff?
Well, this is all towards the alien. Like, that's what you're talking about, thinking outside the box when it comes to thinking of the universe and the possibility of aliens. And maybe we'll discover aliens if we actually look at scientifically what's out there with a more open mind.
Well, you only have to watch Blue Planet to see what's at the bottom of our little planet.
Like, this is like your advertising Blue Planet, like you work for BBC now.
Well.
I do know about Blue Planet too, because I saw their podcast on the front page of iTunes right next to 5 Minute Folklore.
Oh, God. Yeah, great. It's really good.
Number two, no noteworthy on that week.
That's right. Not as good as number one.
Well, number one's the fucking BBC, so not bad, mate. I did it on my own.
No, that is good. That is good. It's quite good, actually.
I never mention it on Weird Tales, so I just want to bring it up.
No. That is really good.
It sounds like a better idea than the other stuff he was banging on about.
I mean, it's more... It's just more inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can be... You know.
Did you hear about what the other dude from Blink-182 did in the summer? This happened in July.
What other dude? Not Travis?
No, not Mark, the guy who replaced Mark, so Matt Skiba, the guy who used to be in Alkaline Trio.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Fire Festival? The big hubbub that happened in the summer with the Fire Festival? It was like a big music festival and it was a massive fucking shambles. They advertised it as like VIP experience. It's like a really expensive festival to go to and it was like a fucking shithole.
Okay.
It was like a big scam, basically.
Burning Man.
No, it was called the Fire Festival. FYRE. Really? It was a big deal. I'm surprised you guys never heard of it. It was all over the news. Like this big, like the organisers basically took the money and ran. They charged like inordinate amount of money for something that it costs like the VIP festival experience. And it was like shit, like beyond shit. And like no one, like most of the acts didn't even show up. I feel like half of them weren't even booked and stuff like that. And all these people showed up to this festival and it was just like a shithole.
Wow.
But
that's really piss poor.
Yeah, you should look up Fire Festival because it's quite mental, that story. But anyway, Blink-182's Matt Skiba said he used witchcraft to sabotage the Fire Festival.
Right.
I consider myself a pagan and a witch. With every inch of my energy, I wanted fire not to happen.
Why?
Yeah.
What may have previously seemed impossible has just happened. The story surrounding the disastrous Fire Festival in the Bahamas earlier this year got even weirder. Blink-182's singer and guitarist Matt Skiba had said that he used witchcraft to prevent the luxury music festival from happening. I had a bad feeling about that event, he said in an interview with the British publication, that's with Enemy. I consider myself a pagan and a witch, and with every inch of my energy I wanted fire not to happen. I put all of the electricity and energy in my body against that thing happening.
Oh, he's just saying it for...
But why?
To fill a column. Surely he doesn't mean that. He doesn't believe that.
Blink-182 was supposed to play Fire Festival along with Disclosure, Migos, Major Lazer and more, but pulled out of the last minute. Skiba previously said in an interview that the band decided not to play because they were worried about the production quality of the festival stage setup. Today he's telling a slightly different story about what happened. We pulled out for technical and logistical issues and the rest of it crumbled to shit because that's what it was, he said in his interview. It was bullshit. I used my witchy ways and it seemed to have worked. I'll take responsibility and everyone can blame me.
Oh, so yeah, he doesn't mean it, does he? That's just...
Doesn't he?
No. Of course he doesn't mean it.
You don't think he does?
No. No, 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 no. No, he's just... I don't know, that's just a jokey way of... No.
Do you think so?
Well, do you believe he's a witch? Do you think he thinks he's a witch?
Well.
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 Well. Is he? Yeah, no, I don't buy into that. But I will read about it later. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, the Fyre Festival is fucking
nice. I mean, people that scam people are just the dirtiest scumbags in the world. Lowest of the low. Dregs of society. Bullshit.
We got this.
Tossers.
Can't find it.
It's been sat silent for the last 5 minutes. Did I? Can't find it.
Can't find it. Fyre Festival.
Fyre Festival. Oh, you're looking at Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
Well, you can't find anything about it. It was a big deal. FYRE.
Oh, there you go. FYRE. In the Bahamas.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in the Bahamas as well. You know, it's not going to be... Bahamas is nice, but it's not where you'd have a festival, is it?
No. All right, okay. While he's reading that, I've got a good one from October 3rd.
Go on.
This is the headline. Driftwood? Question mark? I just realised how funny that is. Driftwood? Dog walker finds intact penis.
Oh, I'm crying out loud.
Oh, God, I can't get through this headline.
We can't have that. If we can't have me with my lady burning her vagina on stage...
No, this is good.
Okay.
This is good. When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, that is weird.
Okay.
If I can get through this headline.
Come on.
Driftwood.
Driftwood.
Okay.
My driftwood.
Okay, driftwood. Dog walker finds intact penis and testicles washed up on a UK beach.
I mean, well, we spoke about people finding limbs on beaches, didn't we? So,
feet. There was feet washing up in a river of some sort.
But an actual fully intact penis and testicles on a beach in the UK.
Police are investigating. This is in October. Police are investigating after a basset hound named Molly picked up an intact penis and testicles. Oh, God, she's running towards you. It's like flopping out the mouth. They were washed up on a beach in Bree in Somerset. Dog walker Julie Edwards recognised the disconnected male genitalia. Such a stupid sentence. As such, after Molly started playing with them on the beach last Monday, Edwards contacted a beach warden who in turn reported the item to Avon and Somerset Police. My dog... Pause. Found the body part. I could see she was about to roll something around. It's usually maggots or birds, but I stopped her and saw it wasn't that at all, Edwards told Somerset Live. It definitely looked human to me. I think it was an intact penis and male testicles. It was upsetting more later when you actually think that it could be someone's relative. The police said the item is yet to be identified. So far, police are unclear whether the body parts are human or belong to an animal.
What a load of old bollocks.
It was first reported to us as a body part. An investigation has revealed that it might not be a human body part. Oh, put that right at the bottom of this news story, don't they?
Well, you should be able to tell between a male body part. Well,
you should be able to tell between a penis and what he also suggests. It could be another animal or even a mineral. It would take time to figure out what exactly.
A mineral? What do you mean? Like a big sea cucumber with some testicles hanging up.
This is seaweed hanging up.
Oh.
Well, there we go.
Tess, what do you think?
Yeah.
Classic weird news fodder.
Yeah, classic.
Right, what have you got, Tess?
Nothing,
really.
The festival was cancelled and it was lame.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In the Bahamas.
No, but have you got anything else other than that?
Nah, I can't remember. There was loads of stuff. Didn't they find a new planet? Or a new solar system? Planets?
Probably. They always do. I feel like that's in the news like every week.
It's finding
shit. Have we seen this?
Go on.
This is 15th of December. It's been a ghost sighting, guys.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Get on the edge of your seats. Are you ready for
these
this?
Are always good.
Eerie moment. And it's from the mirror, so you know it's kosher. Eerie moment. Ghost floats through a Grade 2 listed family home that used to be a hospital. Got a video.
Okay, I'll come and watch this.
Yeah. That's not anything, is it?
It looks photoshopped.
It does, doesn't it? It goes on for 40 seconds. Is it just...
Like... What we would do if there was actually a follow-up for me, the next bit was really obvious. It was just someone sitting down having a fag.
Oh, now my phone's it's buffering. I've got 3G, mate. It's
ghosting up.
That's not really a ghost, is it?
Was that it, that puff that flew past?
I think so. The spooky sighting was captured on cameras in the living room, originally set up to keep an eye on the family's two French bulldogs. I mean, even the still of it is like what we're looking at here.
I don't know. We never see any of these ghost sightings we look at on Weird News of rubbish.
Wait a minute. I've got a spine-tingling moment. Haunted doors open and close on
the... Are you declaring it spine-tingling? Are you quoting that?
No, I've seen it. It tingled my spine.
Wow.
No, I'm not going to get that. These ghost videos are always such rubbish, aren't
they? Yes.
What a shame. I just want to see one that I can look at.
Well, one we watched on the last Weird News wasn't bad, where them guys were walking down the stairs of that basement. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, no.
That was pretty good.
That was good, actually, yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. A man is selling his $5 million Arizona ranch due to constant alien attacks. Guess when this was published?
When?
October 31st.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my life. I've got man with 3-foot penis says life-changing surgery to reduce size of his 11-pound testicles.
Testicles? Did he have a big penis or big balls?
3-foot penis.
But
11-pound. From the Mirror again.
He had a big penis and big balls, but he only got the balls reduced.
Yeah, I think so.
I just feel like, why are you down there? Can you lop a foot off?
What the fuck? It's just a big... blurred out picture of it.
Oh.
Oh, big old balls.
What's going at the front?
Oh. Oh, it's not even his balls, it's a cyst.
Oh. Well, that's just disgusting then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually making me feel
gross.
A bit queasy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you just showed me a giant testicle cyst.
Testicle.
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 Testicle. Oh. Okay. Oh, actually, this Arizona ranch story is more meaty than I thought. I was just going to read the headline.
Oh, yeah.
John Edmonds, the owner of this 6.97-acre Stardust Ranch, a.k.a. Alien Ranch, which has been featured on numerous alien-related television shows... has listed the property for sale, citing that constant alien attacks and a recent abduction attempt of his wife had led him to be fed up with the property.
fed up.
Yeah. The absolutely amazing highlights. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Edmonds claims he had slain over... Edmonds claims he has slain 19 aliens with samurai swords and that he and his wife have endured abduction attempts. They actually levitated her out of the bed into the master chamber and carried her into the parking lot and tried to draw her up into the craft.
Okay.
He quoted as saying,
if he's slain, where are the
bodies? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Under one image of what appears to be dried blood and a katana, he described the method of destroying the, quote, greys.
Greatest.
There's no corpses in the pictures.
The
pictures on there, it's just blood and a samurai sword on the floor. Unless you cut the head off and disconnect the antenna, so to speak, they instantly phone home. Even with a razor sharp sword, it's nearly impossible to decapitate them with one swing, he wrote. Edmonds warns prospective buyers to be prepared to live on the ranch. It's not something for a traditional family, but it holds a lot of secrets and what I believe are future opportunities to understand forces that are in the universe, he said. Please be very well grounded because the energy here has the tendency to manifest with whatever is going on with you.
Oh, he's just a crazy old...
psychopath.
Bastard, isn't he?
And if that is genuine blood on the floor of the katana...
then the police need to go...
then whose blood is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's red blood, the picture's here, it just looks like human blood on the floor.
Yeah.
And he's laid a katana on top of it.
Yeah, because of mania.
And he shared on Facebook, the first comment underneath it, whose blood is that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
His response, a grey I killed on the 13th of the 3rd, 2017, that attacked me just outside my carport door.
Well, I mean, if it was just that and he was just telling stories about killing aliens, then you don't have to look into it. But if there's blood, you'd think that there would be some DNA swabs taken, wouldn't you?
Someone said, "Where's the body?"
Mm.
It was grabbed by two that fought me with it and disappeared. Some residue tissue and fluids are on the sword. And then the person said they didn't want you to keep the body, huh?
No.
No, unless you cut off the head. This is that quote. And disconnect the antenna. Da, 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 da. And then one woman just right underneath. Scary.
Huh? That's not scary.
No, it's insane. It's scary that this guy believes it and that he's like got blood all over the floor of his carport.
That is terrifying.
This guy's a psychopath. Yeah.
The guy's a maniac. Needs sectioning. But, I mean, the fact that there's no bodies... Yeah. Why do people bother giving these maniacs space in like an article or something? Why? I mean, just to make fun of them, I suppose, make them a mockery.
Yeah, because it always gets people always read these weird alien stories, weird ghost stories.
Yeah.
That's why we do weird news. Yeah.
That's what we do all the time.
Yeah. Tis, what you got? Tis has zoned out. Tis has gone. Sorry, Tis has phoned home.
Like, yeah.
But Tis, don't forget. This will be the last time you get to address the listeners for a long time.
I know.
Give them a bit of Tis magic to go out on.
Okay. There's nothing there, is there? There's nothing in the news.
Well, there is something.
Go on.
I've got a video here of a woman who claims to have had sex with ghosts.
Again?
She was on...
There's a new one.
She was on this morning.
That was the same one? Oh...
Okay, yeah, are you caught up now?
Yeah.
Okay, so she says, I gave up meth.
To have sex with ghosts.
Do you realise most of these stories...
I think I've seen this one before.
I think my friend sent me a video.
Did he? Someone sent this to the Weird Tales Facebook page. I think it was Benji Murphy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So thanks, the headline Benji. Is, I gave up men to have sex with ghosts. This is a woman.
What?
Yeah, can't believe it.
Whoa.
She was on this morning with Holly and Phil.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so should we play what she's...
Video?
I have, yeah. Let's play what she's got to say.
So then you decided that you would take it to the next level, and you dressed in a very sexy negligee,
yeah.
And you went into the spare bedroom and turned the lights off and waited.
I did, yes.
And what happened?
I waited for a while, and then I got a little bit worried. I thought maybe I'd scared it off by being too keen.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of just as I'd given up hope and was starting to fall asleep, it came to me.
And what happened?
I don't know what I can say on
TV.
Well,
you just had to like, wait.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes.
But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
You can still feel it. Like, it felt... it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless. And, like, a physical... There's the breath and stroking. And the energy as well. I think the energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
And does a sexual experience with a ghost end in orgasm?
For me, yeah.
Right, gosh, so wow.
Not a fan for the ghost?
I just hope so.
So what do you guys think about that?
Okay, well, we've got to be crude... when she's when she says the like it starts,
yeah,
and she's trying to explain to Holly and she has to stop herself,
yeah,
like we need to be crude and ask some really horrible questions.
We need to be crude.
Wow, a little bit. Does she actually feel like a dick?
You don't have to be that crude. You can just say a phallus shaped object. Yeah.
But she must be able to, does she feel something inserting?
That's better.
Into her.
stop you there. You don't need to say another word. We know what you mean.
Into her.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm thinking. I felt like that's what she was going to say.
Yeah.
Before Holly was like, because she was like, oh yeah, I can feel something. And Holly was like, oh, something on you, you know, something, a body. And she's like, yeah, that. But what she was going to say is, I can feel something entering.
Yeah.
I think.
Being probed.
Being probed, exactly.
Tis, what do you think? What do you think about wet dreams, Tis?
I thought you had something to say about wet dreams, Tis.
Wet dreams. Nothing to say about wet dreams.
Do you think this could have been a female wet dream?
Maybe. I don't know where you get that from.
Look, he's like cock blocking you.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Yeah, this can. Like, it's weird that you would mention Wet Dreams and where you got that from, Beef, but. It is like the same idea. I think that's what it is. She had a really vivid dream.
Yeah.
And she fucking wet everywhere.
Oh. That was gross.
So there we go. That's the test magic to give us something to go out on.
She wet everywhere.
She fucking wet everywhere. Well, you know, it's. You can have a vivid dream. You can orgasm in a dream.
Yeah, because she said she
said orgasmed, she orgasmed,
and she hopes that the ghost did as well.
Yeah,
she hopes.
just manifested like a liquid.
That's an easy way to say she didn't.
You say when a ghost comes, yeah. What noise does it make?
Nothing.
Because it's a spirit. Because it's nothing.
Yeah.
So she hasn't had sex with a ghost. Because
no,
she
definitely hasn't had sex with a ghost.
When a ghost, yeah.
But she gave up men to have sex with ghosts.
She must have had some really bad sex.
She said she didn't want to be too keen at first. What did she do? But
is it John?
Yeah, she said she thought she scared him off of being keen, too keen. Yeah.
No, it can't be. He likes to.
It was like the ghost came along, she popped a finger up its bum and then it fucked off. And then she was like, oh, I thought I scared it off being too keen, but it came back.
Oh, that's just mental.
Yeah, I don't believe
that. Gave up men.
I don't believe
she's mental.
Yeah, who would give up men?
Yeah, but that is insane. Or she's had a wet dream.
Yeah, she just had a vivid sexual dream and now she got to go on this morning and talk about it.
Slippery when wet.
But why would she do it?
Yeah. Money. This morning.
But what? How much money did this morning... Do you even get paid to go on this morning and talk about your sex life?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're trying to get something weird.
Gives me an idea. Yeah, it's just insane, isn't it? I feel sorry for Holly and Phil that that's their job.
Yeah, they have to pull some stupid stories out of people.
They must get to work and like look at the stuff they're going, oh God, really? Really? And then be really genuine to this maniac.
Because the thing is, this morning is such a mixed bag. It's breakfast TV show for those overseas.
Yeah.
They might have something like ridiculous like that. And they're like, well, thanks for talking to us. Now we have someone dying of cancer. And they've got to try and be, like, serious about some, like, really tragic story.
Well, they were talking last week, they were talking about bullying.
Right.
And, like, anti-bullying. I think it was anti-bullying week, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Not pro-bullying week.
Yeah, pro. Come on, bully everyone.
Niggas all around.
And at the same time was I'm a Celebrity.
Right.
The Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And in it was Ian Lee.
Oh,
who
right.
did the late show?
Yeah, I know
the 11 o'clock.
He used to be our local radio DJ. He got sacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was Three Counties Radio breakfast show.
Okay.
He got sacked because he had a go at someone from the church because they were being very homophobic and hateful on his show.
Oh, I
it
heard
was that,
that
thing. Yeah, we talked about
on,
it.
He was on Adam Buxton.
And he talked about it
story.
On that. And I was listening to it that morning at work. That I actually heard the radio show he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
So they were being. I heard they were being really.
I
extreme.
Heard him say. I heard the clip that got him sacked.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. He was just.
And he was just like.
With...
He's just like. I don't want to tolerate what you're saying. Basically.
Yeah.
Or stop calling me mate. I'm not your friend. Like anyone who speaks like that isn't my friend or something like that.
Yeah. It was a shame. But he was. He was in the jungle,
right.
And people were being a bit like bitchy behind his back and like being a bit nasty to him. And Limmy even got in touch with him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I haven't been watching, but I've been hearing about what's been going on. And I'm really sorry because he suffers with depression.
Yeah, really bad. He has real mental
health issues.
Limmy
had postnatal, male version of that, when his son was born.
Yeah.
So this morning had to have like a really serious conversation. We're about bullying and how he was being bullied in the jungle and being left out. And they were talking about how bullying now is not beating the shit out of someone and stealing their lunch money. It's being emotionally exclusive and telling people to do things about them and you know all that kind of stuff. And then they had to. The next thing they talked about was like bra sizes or something like that. And to talk about bras that are
It kind of like gives less weight to the more serious stuff they're talking about.
Yeah,
Limmy was tweeting about his postnatal depression a little while ago.
Yeah,
and his wife retweeted it and just put otherwise known as being a lazy c. It was just like, oh, thanks for that. That's my supportive wife.
Oh man. Yeah, bullying's bad.
Weird news. Fucking, we checked out. We checked out of Weird Tales on episode 100, and then we promised an extra two.
Oh,
and now you've got them. I hope you're happy.
Do you want to see a Bigfoot head?
Oh god, I was getting ready to do the outro.
A Bigfoot head.
Yeah, go on then.
It's not.
You're already showing us that fucking Bigfoot cock.
I don't know what it is. Is this proof of Bigfoot video released a massive head? But all is not what it seems. Of course it's not.
All is not what it seems. That. I don't know what seems by that.
What does it seem like?
Seems like a massive bird's nest.
looks like a pigeon got pulverized into a ball.
It just looks like a lump of a tree.
It looks like a pigeon gave birth to a nuclear test subject.
Oh, it's because he's... It looks, so like his dad,
it looks like that big sister.
His dad captured it. His dad captured it in 1952 during a hunt and has put it in the freezer.
Right.
So that's what that is. It looks... It's frozen.
Mm. All right.
Awesome. Have you watched Harry and the Hendersons yet?
No. You've had a year now.
I've had it a year.
I've had a lot of things a year.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch films, right?
No. Only good ones.
Only get him
like boxing. You should watch Ali. That's good, isn't it?
I've never seen Ali.
Watch it. It's about boxing. Muhammad Ali, he's good, isn't he?
He's alright.
Did really well. Boxed his way through lots of fights.
Who's the best boxer of all time? AJ.
I don't know.
He's mate AJ. Is it Klitsch?
Well,
that Tyson Fury.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Is he fat now?
Is it Frank Bruno?
Him and Ricky Hatton both being really fat.
Fat for ages.
Yeah, but when he beefed up, he's fat. Now he's just fat.
Who's that Chris Pratt? Not Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
not Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt.
Oh, Eubank. Chris Pratt.
Chris Eubank.
He loves Chris Eubank.
Chris
Pratt. He's a Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Pratt.
Chris Pratt is a Eubank.
Chris Pratt. Who's that Chris Pratt who's in Jurassic World? We're news.
I saw you standing alone. Alright, till next time.
Have a good weird one.
Have a weird one, guys.
Have a newsy one.
Just started a new outro. Just on our last episode, have a weird one.
And as always, be weird. Be weird, people.
Yeah, stay weird, guys. That's it. We'll see you in a while.
We're done for a bit.
Keep subscribed. When we do another one, who knows when, it'll come up. Or follow any of us on Twitter or Facebook.
But stay with us.
Stay with us. Come back. When we come back with us. Obviously, we've not been that enthusiastic the last few episodes. We spent a whole afternoon recording, and it was none of our best material.
We haven't researched an episode in what? A few weeks, months, maybe?
Oh, fucking! What was the last episode we did? Beef's one.
Yeah,
eschatology. The last one we actually was actually a researched episode.
That wasn't great. It was alright.
I love that episode.
Oh,
yeah, that's one of my favourite recent ones.
It's just because we haven't researched it in so long. None of us, though.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I researched an episode. Fuck, I don't even know what my last... Weird Japan. That was my last researched episode.
Wow. That's mad.
What was yours?
That was fucking ages ago. What was it?
It can't be Flat Earth.
Flat Earth. One after Flat Earth, wasn't it?
Did you do one after Flat Earth?
Maybe Flat Girth. Fat Girth.
The follow-up episode.
Regression?
No, that's not really... None of us researched
it. It was Flat Earth.
Fucking hell.
Episode 95. October.
Tissy, the next time we do an episode, a proper one, it's your turn. Yeah. So learn some weird stuff in India and come back to us.
I'm sure you see loads of weird stuff in
it.
Oh, no, I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe.
Our next proper episode, study some weird shit in India. We'll do a weird India episode.
Weird India.
Oh, see you later. See you later. I don't know what even much to say. Bye.
Sage and pray, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to end on an emotional note, so just see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. Love you. Tiz, can you tell me and B for the drama students at school?
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.